Penguin Random House Audio presents A Spark of Light by Jodi Pico. Read for you by Bonnie Turpin, with a note read by the author. For Jennifer Hershey and Susan Corcoran, if you're lucky, you wind up with colleagues you love. If you're luckier, they feel like sisters. XOX. The question is not whether we will be extremists, but what kind of extremists we will be. Will we be extremists for hate or for love? Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. 5 p.m. The center squatted on the corner of Juniper and Montfort behind a wrought iron gate, like an old bulldog used to guarding its territory. At one point, there had been many like it in Mississippi, nondescript, unassuming buildings where services were provided and needs were met. Then came the restrictions that were designed to make these places go away. The halls had to be wide enough to accommodate two passing gurneys. Any clinic where that wasn't the case had to shut down or spend thousands on reconstruction. The doctors had to have admitting privileges at local hospitals, even though most were from out of state and couldn't secure them, or the clinics where they practiced risked closing too. One by one, the clinics shuttered their windows and boarded up their doors. Now, the center was a unicorn, a small rectangle of a structure painted a fluorescent, flagrant orange, like a flag to those who had traveled hundreds of miles to find it. It was the color of safety, the color